Feel like you're battling yourself. There's a battle going on within. There's the conversations we can be having with ourselves, and there could be physical battles or emotional stability or self-esteem issues, or we have spiritual victories and defeats. There's a constant battle that we find ourselves in the midst of, and even at night you can't seem to slow down and relax. You know, perhaps our struggle is anxiety. It's worry. Why should I be anxious? Well, let me tell you, and you can tell me. You know, even at night, just that mind not slowing down. I hope that's not, you know, not been yours of late, but it can happen to all of us. You start thinking, why did I say that? What will they think of me? How am I going to pay the bills? Or I've got to get over this and be stronger. I'm anxious. I'm worried. And Philippians 4:6, what Antoinette read, one of the verses tells us, you know, she used the word worry, but do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. And for some of us, maybe that's what popped out. It's like, what? That makes me more anxious, more worried. Don't tell me don't. But we need to understand that God is really, what God is really saying to us in that passage. Reading it more carefully, what is the context? There's a key verse right before, do not be anxious, and what is it? It says, the Lord is near. The Lord is near. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Do you find hope in that? Can you rejoice in that good news? Maybe we need a little bit more, but yes. So let's read the passage again. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The comforting truth that God is near. Does that help just kind of bring the stress level down a bit? I feel it actually physically within myself right now. I'm traveling to Chicago tomorrow, north side, to see my mom. And my sister from Colorado is coming, and I've shared enough that she's got her own issues, so I'm going to be dealing with two people when I get there. Some of those family gatherings can be real fun. So, and I'm joking, and you can see that, but I've been anxious about this. And I'll share a little bit more about that later. But the comforting truth that God is near. He offers His peace, a peace that will protect us. So we do rejoice. This is good news. And we hope to experience God's peace. Who needs God's peace today? Yeah, some hands are going up. You know. And we can experience that by asking Him for what we need. We can bring all of our concerns to Him. Do we do that enough? Some say, oh, He doesn't want to hear about it. Yes, He does. He wants to hear about everything. We can bring it to Him, thanking Him. And especially for helping us achieve a non-anxious presence. The Lord needs more and more non-anxious people. And He can achieve that 100% here today. Because His Word is faithful, and He is faithful. Well, when you think about it, anxiety is what? It's not the same as stress. It's kind of a secondary response, isn't it? We all experience difficulties, challenges every day. That's stress. Anxiety is internalized stress. It develops from an anxious mindset, you know, going over and over and over, all those things. And perhaps being overloaded with stress causes that. To be anxious, to worry, is to fixate on our troubles, you know, too much. You know, I do that. Some of you do that as well. Just too much. You feel restless, agitated, or burdened. You know, if the anxiety is intense, you know, it affects us physically. Uncomfortable. Our mind won't slow down. Anxiety is that secondary emotion the result of conflicting tensions. We have stressors that elicit the emotion, but then we have repressors. We want to deny that emotion. You know, how many of us really want to deny? No, that's not me. I don't want to feel that way. That's not me, but it really is us. We don't have to deny it. We do not have to repress it. So before we feel anxious, two things happen. First, we experience the stress. We're hurt, we're afraid, we're angry, we're sad, we're guilty, we're needy. But then we deny or avoid that feeling. And that causes the anxiety. The combination of the stressors and the defense mechanisms. It's like a chemical reaction. So it's the anxious people are battling themselves. It's like driving with your foot on the gas and then on the brake at the same time. You know, spinning out of control. Why do we live like that? Why do we do that? Well, it's that fight or flight response. The anxious person tries to shut it down. To shut down the fear, creating anxiety that over time can be damaging. So why do we live like that? Well, it's control. It's hard to feel out of control. But maybe that's exactly where God meets us. Control, feel it. Don't deny it. And the Lord is near to be there to help. And we can learn how to trust God to calm our anxious mind. Philippians 4 has three things to remember. Just real briefly here. Remember these things when you're feeling anxious. The first is that anxiety is understandable. We have good reasons to be anxious. There's so much going on beyond outside of our control. We're facing forces way bigger than us out there in the world. We're all human. You know, how many of you are able to control your loved ones? A spouse, kids, you know, siblings. They make me crazy, you know. We cannot control folks. The outcome of their life. So anxiety is understandable. There ought to be something comforting about this. It normalizes the experience. Everybody's in the same boat. There are stressors. There are things that well up. We can all be anxious. We are not alone. And Matthew 6, what Antoinette read, tells us not to worry, but to seek first God's kingdom. Don't worry about the needs. They'll be provided. Seek first God's kingdom. You know, even in your stress, even in your worry and concern, in this seeking of the Lord, seeking after His presence, do we really want His presence? Do we really want the presence of the Lord? Do we really want His kingdom to come? Seeking after that, the spiritual depths of the Spirit found in Christ. You know, our life will never be the same. Anxiety is understandable, but the kingdom of God is so much greater, so much more powerful and available in presence. And second, don't be afraid. God is with you. It's striking that the most common command in the Bible is what? Do not be afraid. And it comes with a promise. The Lord is with you. Or I will be with you. It personalizes it. It's not saying repent or try harder. It's I will be with you. You know, the Lord is near from our Philippians passage. Don't be afraid. It's not, don't be afraid, you baby. No, I'm with you. I am here with you. What's going on? I am with you. Everything's going to be okay. Believe it, claim the scriptural truth. You know, from Psalm 23, even though I'm living in this dark time or I feel like there's a dark fog all around me, even though there is this darkness, I will not be afraid because, Lord God, You are with me. You are with me. You know, the King James, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. I will not fear. And third is how to move forward, following Philippians 4. You know, first, we're able to normalize the experience. There are anxious people all around. We're in the same boat. There's a promise. You know, I will be with you. The Lord is near. And then we're given specifics. And the specifics, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. That's our path. That's the way forward. You know, the promise is the Lord is near. The command is, do not be anxious. And the way forward. Recognize who God is. Express thankfulness that He is near. Let Him know what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what's been going on in your life. You know, you can be very specific. I can be very specific. Seek out the Lord in prayer, that conversation. I'm anxious about this, Lord. I'm fearful. I'm overwhelmed. They make me crazy. I'm drowning. The darkness is overtaking me. I want to bury it all, but I come to you now. This is good. It's healthy. It's cathartic. Because sometimes we can't go to a loved one or a friend with that, can we? We all need a good friend that we can. But we can always go to God. And if you run out of words to pray or you're just not finding words, go to Psalm 23, Psalm 34, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God says, come and seek my face. It's your face that I seek, Lord. I come to you. Or Psalm 77. Pray through the verses over and over that speak for you. You know, that's a picture of praying hands or a posture of prayer that has attached to it that further promise. Jesus offers His peace, God's peace. God's peace will attend you. How many need peace today? You know, who is it that needs the peace today? I think we all do. The Holy Spirit will birth peace in the depths of your soul right now. Ask Him. Come, Holy Spirit. Bring your peace. Anxiety is an everyday, every person, human struggle that can also be one of the most fruitful opportunities. Did you hear that? A fruitful opportunity. Following the pathway, the steps. For real sanctification, that deep work of God. You know, we come to faith in Christ and then He helped clean up my life. Maybe He helped clean up your life. We learn, we grow. That's the sanctification, the deep work of the Spirit of God to transform us, shaping us into the people He wants us to be in, who have a non-anxious presence. Things could be falling apart in your life, and yet God just shows His love through you, or you know, people encounter Christ through you. And if they really knew about your life, you know, you don't have to share everything with everybody. You know, they'd say, "Wow, how can you do this?" Well, it's not me; it's the Lord. You know, and right away when Antoinette was reading the scripture, I forget what the translation was that you read, but. It says, let your forbearing spirit be known to all. That's the product of sanctification. Not anxious, that the peace that passes all understanding. You know, let your forbearing spirit, that gentleness, I think that's what it was. Let your gentleness be known to all. Paul is reminding them and us by faith, saying, I know you have it. God will give it to you, the patience, the mercy, the forgiveness, the long-suffering, the peace. These qualities will come out. And I hope we can express thankfulness for God's nearness and for His peace, no matter what's going on in our lives today. As I mentioned, I'm going to Chicago. And I have been a little more anxious of late about it. And I don't know what, I never knew what this fluttering in my chest was. Some say, it's your heart attack. No, it's anxiety. I don't feel it right now, but it's, you know, you get that kind of fluttering. It might be a heart attack, and you'll know the, no. But my mom, her physical health has been declining. It doesn't sound bad. She turns 83 on Tuesday, and she has a bum knee, and the pain has been really, really bad. She's got a tri-level condo, so she can only stay on, you know, maybe two levels. So it's just killing her. So I really have to go, and she has a surgery lined up in a few months. But I've been stressed about this. And yet when I talk to my mom, you know, there's times that my mom has driven me crazy. You know, to be there for 4 days, oh my gosh. But that's how it used to be, not so much now. No, I want to be there to help her. But what I wrote in here is, you know, her anxiety, the suffering, or my anxiety about her suffering, yet God. You know, we say, but God, yet God. Her testimony is that, you know, Tim, I just, you know, I feel stronger. I feel your prayers. I know some of you are praying for her. You know, I go out shopping once in a while, every 2 or 3 days, if she ices enough, you know. She can get out to go to the pharmacy or just to the grocery store close by. She says, there's people that are helping me in the parking lot, in the store. Neighbors show up and they offer to, you know, send stuff and or pick up stuff for me. And she even went and got her renewed recently. Well, you did what? She kept saying, oh, yeah, I'm studying the book and I'm going to go get my driver's license. I'm thinking, no, you're not. Your knee's about this big. But her pastor called her the day before she was supposed to go, or she had planned, I'm going to go, I'm going to take that test, that driver's test. He didn't know about it, and he said, I'll go with you. So her pastor, and I know him, he's a little bit younger than me, he's carrying her big purse around, you know, and helping her with her walker. And I'll have to talk to him about that. I'm so thankful, though, that he was there to help her. Peter Hawkinson. Because sometimes you just feel helpless. But thanks be to God. I'm thankful to God for His nearness in my life all the time. His mercy, His grace. I'm thankful that Jesus came near, or God came near in Jesus for all of us. You know, so many years ago. I'm very thankful for this church as a family. It is a beloved community, you know, and the more we can meet together in little pockets here and there, do that. Alpha is a big part of that. People are experiencing, wow, is your church like this? Yeah. Yeah, we love food and we love loving on people. And on the 30th this month, it'll be 20 years ago that Lisa and I moved into our house up on the hill. And I think it was December 6th was my first Sunday here, and then the 13th was installed. So we're very thankful. Well, what will you share about, or pray back? Not everybody can talk, obviously, or will be here all day. And that would be okay. But what are you praying about? What are you thankful for today?